Hi, good morning. It's 9:41. Got sunshine. 41 degrees, what we got going on. It is our Wednesday talk round, April 16th. And if one more person tells me how much they love this journey segment with Colette Barton, man, I'll tell you what, it's taken off, Colette. Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you in here.
Great to be here. I love that for our community, to be honest, to have embarked on something that is fulfilling for folks, to maybe cause them to pause, to think and reflect on their own journeys and the things that they've encountered and how they've handled that, and also to be able to give out some tools, because that's really what, when we talk, we're talking about the tools, because there's no prescribed way to walk your journey.
Well, and I think you're an expert. You'll never admit to that, because you're much too humble, but I think you're an expert in this field. Today, we're going to cover grief and self-care. What can you tell us about this?
Well, I'd like to start out by saying, you know, I often hear people say to me, I'm exhausted in a physical way, in a mental capacity, I'm exhausted. You know, I've lost my loved one and I'm exhausted. I feel like I sleep a lot. And so one of the things that people don't always connect is that grief is exhausting, because the things that we used to do every day and not think about and just go about our business, now we sometimes put more mental energy into it. Like, if I go to the store, am I going to be able to just grab that bag of macaroni that I want? If I run into somebody and they bring it up, then I'm going to be like, what's my response going to be? Am I up for that? If I'm going to a social event, am I going by myself? Am I going with friends? What if I get really tired or overwhelmed and I need to leave? Should I drive separate? Like, we put all of this energy into thinking about the things we didn't think about before because of where we stand in our heart space.
Can grief be the boogeyman? I mean, and I'm using that to why you can be afraid of it, like that thing under your bed, like you said, going out in public and then somebody bringing it up, and then boom, I'm right back to point A.
Right.
Is that kind of a fair assessment?
Absolutely. Because again, when you think about your grief journey and where you're at, and you can be further along in the journey and feel like, hey, I'm navigating this. Like, and people use those words like, I'm getting over it. We don't get over it. Yeah. We learn to live into it and with it.
Right.
But it's that, well, okay, so I think I'm that far. Somebody brings something up. I hear a song. I drive past something. There's a memory that's triggered. There's what's served at dinner, like this was his favorite meal or whatever. And then again, that is kind of the boogeyman. Like, you can't anticipate what that's going to be. And the next time you may sail through it and it be fine, because it's all the circumstances for which you find yourself on your journey, where you're standing. When there's milestone events that take place that you're joy filled, you know, birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, graduations, those kinds of things they just fill your heart with joy. You know, you're happy, but yet there can also be the sadness and the sorrow because I'm standing here without my person, or this should be my daughter who's getting married. It's her classmate, or, you know, those kinds of things. So again, it can present itself in different ways. And so then how do we counterbalance that? How do we take care with ourselves to be able to navigate that part of the journey?
Well, that's great. And you're talking, again, folks, we're talking about grief and self-care today. One of the greatest pieces of advice I was ever given at a time of grief for me was, make sure you keep busy doing really productive things. Keep yourself productively busy. That was a great piece of advice, and it did help. But again, there's no cookie cutter to this. It's like, Colette, okay, what's the one magic elixir here that's going to help us get over this? There isn't one.
There is not one.
So, and again, it's just, is grief, it's kind of a trial and error thing.
It is.
It really is, in finding out what works.
And as I just spoke to, you can sail through something at one point and think, okay, well, that's not going to be a trigger. That's not going to cause me to break into tears, those kinds of things. And then the next time it does. And maybe it's precipitated by the fact that you just discovered that you have a flat tire on your car, you know, so then everything manifests bigger.
Right.
Because of where you stand in those circumstances. So it is very important to have that awareness and be able to identify what self-care needs you have. And I love that you said, you know, be productive and keep busy, because that is one of the things. Sometimes that's a blessing and sometimes that's a burden, because keeping busy and doing something productive can elevate to feel like, okay, I'm accomplishing, and that feels good. Like, I'm not just sitting in the corner in a chair. However, it also can manifest in distraction, like there's things I need to deal with and work on and that are in my headspace, but I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't want to be still. I don't want to be reflective on that. So again, it's knowing where you are on your journey and what kinds of things are helpful and serve you well in this moment or will serve you well later.
What I've found with grief, too, is that the blessings and the curses, they kind of tend to be one and the same. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. Because, again, it's the place in which we find ourselves, where mm-hmm. we're standing in those moments. So one of the things that I continually say and I've said here is it's very important to honor where you stand. In those moments of whatever feelings you're feeling at the time, whether it be somewhat overwhelmed by the sadness and the sorrow that grief is bringing forward for you, or whether it's that quiet time of reflection, like I've got some things in my mind and I just want to pretend or ignore that they're not there. I don't want to deal with them.
Right.
And sometimes you have to do that to be able to continue functioning through your day. Like, this isn't the time where I'm going to sit down and read a book or, you know, reflect on this poem or listen to this song. But allow yourself to be intentional with giving the opportunity to do that if that's what you feel like. Again, it's the work of it. It's the heart work that we do in grief. And then also, you know, many things can help. It's beautiful, getting beautiful outside. You see, like, spring is coming and you see people out walking and, you know, everybody's getting out, getting fresh air. Sometimes you have to intentionally take care with yourself in being able to do those things. Like, maybe I just need to go for a walk. And it doesn't have to mean that I'm going to, you know, walk miles, but just get some fresh air and see different scenery. Maybe I want to go for a drive. Maybe I want to sit on the deck with friends. You know, maybe I want to sit quietly on my front step and just watch the world go by. Whatever that looks like, it's important that people take the opportunity for all of us, not just those that are grieving, but take care with ourselves. Because when we are finding ourselves in a place where we're feeling that extra stress and unsettledness, there's usually something underneath that that's moving us in that direction. And so being able to just acknowledge it, I always say when you speak something, it loses some of its power. So being able to speak to, like, I'm not in a great place today, my heart's really hurting, being able to just even say that sometimes provides relief.
Folks, this is why everybody's saying, you know, I love this segment with Colette. If you're missing any part of this conversation, it will be available in podcast on our website early this afternoon. Just look for it as The Journey with Colette. Thank you so much for stopping in. I love this. We could talk for we could do a whole other hour on this. But no, I appreciate it. Appreciate you.
Thank you for having me, and thanks for opening up the opportunity to, again, talk about a subject that's hard for folks,
yeah.
But it doesn't have to be, and it's the reality of the world that we live in and how all of us are going to move through the circle of life. So it's, you know, gives itself some space and intentionality to be able to have the conversations, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Happy Easter, my good friend.
Thank you.
Colette Barton, we're talking The Journey. It is 9:49 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
I hear you love country music.
AM 1450, KBMW.
Lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man. There's no hurry, don't you worry. We can take our time. Come a little closer, let's go over what I had in mind. Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go.
I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man.